请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Today, I went to the new Zuari Bridge in Goa.
今天我去了位于古阿的新 Zuari 桥。
The bridge is very big and beautiful.
这座桥非常大且美丽。
It has two tall towers like the Eiffel Tower.
它有两座高塔，像埃菲尔铁塔。
Many people visit the towers every day.
许多人每天参观这些塔楼。
The towers have an observatory at the top.
塔楼顶上有一个天文台。
I went inside the tower to see the view.
我走进了塔内去看景色。
From there, I could see the river and the city.
从那里，我可以看到河流和城市。
The observatory has a revolving restaurant.
天文台有一家旋转餐厅。
The restaurant moves slowly and gives a great view.
那家餐厅缓慢移动并提供极好的景色。
I ate lunch there and enjoyed the food.
我在那里吃了午饭并且享受了食物。
After lunch, I walked to the art gallery nearby.
午饭后，我走到了附近的艺术画廊。
The gallery has beautiful paintings and sculptures.
画廊有美丽的画作和雕塑。
I took many photos of the art.
我拍了许多艺术照片。
The day was sunny and warm.
那天阳光明媚，天气温暖。
I liked my visit to the Zuari Bridge and the towers.
我喜欢参观 Zuari 桥和那些塔。
I want to come again soon.
我想很快再来。
Opening your first bank account is an important step.
开设您的第一个银行账户是一个重要的步骤。
You need to choose a bank that fits your needs.
你需要选择一个符合你需求的银行。
You will need to provide identification and proof of address.
您需要提供身份证明和地址证明。
It is important to keep your account information safe.
保持您的账户信息安全很重要。
Always write down your password and store it in a safe place.
始终记下您的密码并将其存放在安全的地方。
Try to save money regularly to build your savings.
努力定期省钱以建立你的储蓄。
Check your account balance often to avoid surprises.
经常检查您的账户余额以避免意外。
You can use online banking for convenience.
您可以出于便利使用网上银行。
Remember to keep your receipts and statements.
请记得保存您的收据和账单。
Avoid sharing your personal information with others.
避免与他人分享您的个人信息。
You should learn about fees and charges before opening the account.
在开立账户之前，你应该了解费用和收费。
Many banks offer student accounts with low fees.
许多银行提供学生账户，费用低廉。
If you make mistakes, contact your bank immediately.
如果您犯错，请立即联系您的银行。
Use your bank's mobile app to check your transactions.
使用您银行的手机应用程序来检查您的交易。
Keep track of your spending to stay within your budget.
跟踪你的开销，保持在预算范围内。
Do not share your PIN with anyone.
不要与任何人分享您的 PIN 码。
If you lose your card, report it to the bank immediately.
如果您丢失了您的卡，请立即向银行报告。
Managing your first bank account well will help you in the future.
妥善管理您的第一个银行账户将来会帮助您。
Fans on Reddit were surprised when the GTA 6 trailer was leaked.
当 GTA 6的预告片泄露时， Reddit 上的粉丝感到惊讶。
Many users quickly shared their thoughts and funny comments.
许多用户迅速分享了他们的想法和有趣的评论。
One fan joked that the graphics looked like they were from the last century.
一位粉丝开玩笑说，这些图形看起来像是来自上个世纪。
Another said the characters looked very realistic and exciting.
另一个人说，这些角色看起来非常逼真且令人兴奋。
Some fans were angry about the leak, saying it ruined the surprise.
一些粉丝对泄露感到愤怒，说它毁了惊喜。
Others made jokes about the game's main character and their personality.
其他人开玩笑说这款游戏的主要角色以及他们的个性。
One comment said, "This character looks like a boss from my office."
一条评论说，这个角色看起来像我办公室的老板。
Many fans expressed how excited they are for the official release.
许多粉丝表达了他们对官方发布的兴奋之情。
Some created memes showing funny scenes from the leaked trailer.
一些制作的表情包展示了泄露预告片中的搞笑场景。
One popular meme compared the new trailer to classic GTA games.
一个流行的梗比较了新预告片和经典的 GTA 游戏。
Many users hoped the leak would not spoil the fun of playing GTA 6 later.
许多用户希望泄露不会破坏稍后玩 GTA 6的乐趣。
The company released a statement asking fans to wait for the official launch.
公司发布了一份声明，要求粉丝等待官方发布。
They reminded everyone that leaks can spoil the experience for others.
他们提醒所有人，泄露可能会破坏其他人的体验。
Despite the leak, excitement about GTA 6 continues to grow among fans.
尽管有泄露，关于 GTA 6的兴奋在粉丝中持续增长。
Reddit threads about the trailer had thousands of comments within hours.
Reddit 现成关于预告片在几小时内有数千条评论。
Fans shared tips on how to avoid spoilers from the leaked footage.
粉丝分享了如何避开泄露片段中的剧透的技巧。
Many are waiting patiently for the surprise of the official trailer launch.
许多人正在耐心等待官方预告片发布的惊喜。
The BIM catalog for the 23rd of May 2025 features an impressive variety of discounted products.
BIM 目录2025年5月23日特色令人印象深刻的折扣产品多样性。
Among the offers, electronics and outdoor gear stand out as the main attractions.
在各种优惠中，电子产品和户外装备作为主要吸引点脱颖而出。
The catalog includes discounts on smartphones, laptops, and tablets.
目录包括智能手机、笔记本电脑和平板电脑的折扣。
Each device is available at a reduced price for a limited time only.
每个设备仅在有限时间内以折扣价供应。
Outdoor equipment includes camping tents, backpacks, and portable stoves.
户外装备包括露营帐篷、背包和便携式炉具。
These items are essential for enthusiasts planning hiking or camping trips in nature.
这些物品对于计划在大自然中徒步或露营旅行的爱好者来说是必须的。
The catalog also features kitchen appliances that have been discounted significantly.
目录还展示了大幅折扣的厨房电器。
Popular products include blenders, microwaves, and coffee machines.
流行的产品包括搅拌机、微波炉和咖啡机。
Customers can expect to find weekly specials and limited time offers throughout the catalog.
客户可以期待在整个目录中找到每周特价和限时优惠。
The BIM stores nationwide will feature these prices to help consumers save money.
全国的 BIM 商店将推出这些价格，以帮助消费者节省开支。
Besides electronics and outdoor gear, there are offers on household essentials.
除了电子产品和户外装备外，还有关于家居必需品的优惠。
Cleaning products and personal care items are also included at special rates.
清洁产品和个人护理用品也包括在特价中。
The catalog provides detailed descriptions and images to aid shoppers' decisions.
目录提供详细的描述和图像，以帮助购物者做出决策。
Additionally, the catalog highlights environmentally friendly products.
此外，目录突出了环保产品。
These items appeal to customers seeking sustainable and ethical choices.
这些物品吸引寻求可持续和道德选择的客户。
BIM has ensured competitive pricing throughout the entire catalog.
BIM 确保整个目录中的竞争性定价。
Shoppers are encouraged to visit their nearest store to take advantage of these promotions.
鼓励购物者访问他们最近的商店，以利用这些促销活动。
Overall, the 23rd of May 2025 BIM catalog presents an excellent opportunity for budget-conscious consumers.
总体而言，2025年5月23日的 BIM 目录为预算意识强的消费者提供了极好的机会。
Customers should closely examine the catalog to maximize their savings before the offers expire.
顾客应仔细检查目录，以在优惠到期前最大化他们的储蓄。
Urban growth presents both challenges and opportunities for modern city planners.
城市增长为现代城市规划者带来了挑战和机遇。
As populations swell exponentially, infrastructure often struggles to keep pace.
随着人口呈指数增长，基础设施常常难以跟上步伐。
Traffic congestion becomes a daily reality in many sprawling metropolises.
交通拥堵在许多扩展的都市中成为日常现实。
Urban sprawl often leads to inefficient land use and increased environmental degradation.
城市蔓延常常导致土地利用效率低下和环境退化加剧。
City planners must integrate sustainable practices to combat these adverse effects.
城市规划者必须整合可持续的做法来应对这些不利影响。
Public transportation networks can alleviate pressure on roads and reduce carbon emissions.
公共交通网络可以缓解道路压力并减少碳排放。
However, funding these projects often requires complex negotiations between government entities and private investors.
然而，资助这些项目通常需要政府实体和私人投资者之间进行复杂的谈判。
Moreover, demographic shifts introduce varying demands on urban resources and services.
此外，人口结构变化引入了对城市资源和服务的不同需求。
The aging population, for instance, necessitates more accessible healthcare facilities within city limits.
老龄人口，例如，必须在城市范围内提供更方便的医疗设施。
Conversely, younger demographics often demand expanded educational institutions and recreational spaces.
相反，年轻人口统计群体经常要求扩展教育机构和娱乐空间。
Effective zoning laws are crucial to balancing residential, commercial, and industrial development.
有效的分区法律对于平衡住宅、商业和工业发展至关重要。
Neglecting these factors can exacerbate social inequalities and reduce overall quality of life.
忽视这些因素可能会加剧社会不平等并降低整体生活质量。
Innovative technology offers promising solutions, such as smart grids and data-driven urban management.
创新技术提供有前景的解决方案，例如智能电网和数据驱动的城市管理。
Nonetheless, integrating these advancements requires comprehensive policy frameworks and public acceptance.
然而，整合这些进步需要全面的政策框架和公众接受。
Community engagement plays a vital role in ensuring that urban development reflects residents' needs and values.
社区参与在确保城市发展反映居民需求和价值方面发挥着至关重要的作用。
Without careful planning, cities risk losing their cultural identity amid rapid expansion.
如果没有仔细的规划，城市在快速扩张中面临失去其文化身份的风险。
Smart city initiatives aim to harmonize technology, environment, and human factors into cohesive urban plans.
智能城市倡议旨在将技术、环境和人类因素融合到连贯的城市规划中。
Balancing economic growth with ecological preservation is perhaps the greatest test for planners today.
平衡经济增长与生态保护或许是当今规划者面临的最大考验。
Ultimately, successful urban planning requires a multifaceted approach that respects history, embraces innovation, and prioritizes inclusivity.
最终，成功的城市规划需要一种多方面的方法，既尊重历史，接纳创新，又优先考虑包容性。
In this dynamic realm, adaptability and foresight remain paramount for shaping cities that thrive well into the future.
在这个动态领域中，适应性和远见仍然是塑造未来繁荣城市的关键。
Modern philosophy grapples with a multitude of ethical dilemmas that challenge the very foundations of human morality.
现代哲学应对着许多伦理困境，这些困境挑战着人类道德的基本原则。
These quandaries force us to reevaluate the principles that underpin ethical behavior and the consequences that follow.
这些困境迫使我们重新评估支持道德行为的原则以及随之而来的后果。
At the heart of this discourse lies the perennial conflict between consequentialism and deontological ethics.
在这场话语的核心存在着持续的冲突，介于结果主义和义务论伦理之间。
Consequentialism evaluates the morality of actions based on their outcomes, espousing a results-oriented paradigm.
结果主义根据行为的结果评估其道德性，倡导以结果为导向的范式。
By contrast, deontological ethics asserts that certain actions possess inherent moral worth irrespective of their consequences.
相比之下，义务论伦理学断言某些行为具有固有的道德价值， 而不考虑其后果。
The tension between these viewpoints prompts ongoing debates about the nature of justice and the limits of ethical responsibility.
这些观点之间的紧张关系促使关于正义的本质和伦理责任的界限的持续辩论。
Virtue ethics, revived from Aristotelian thought, emphasizes character and moral virtues as the basis for ethical living.
美德伦理学源自亚里士多德的思想的复兴，强调品格和道德美德作为伦理生活的基础。
This framework asserts that cultivating virtues such as courage, temperance, and wisdom leads to eudaimonia, a flourishing life.
该框架断言，培养诸如勇气、节制及智慧等美德会导致优达蒙尼亚及繁荣的生活。
However, critiques highlight the challenges in defining universal virtues across diverse cultures and historical contexts.
然而，批评指出在不同文化和历史背景中定义普遍美德的挑战。
Simultaneously, utilitarian perspectives often wrestle with reconciling individual rights with collective welfare.
同时，功利主义观点常常在调和个人权利与集体福利之间挣扎。
This issue remains particularly salient in contemporary debates about privacy, autonomy, and government surveillance.
这个问题在当代关于隐私、自主权和政府监控的辩论中特别突出。
Ethical relativism challenges the notion of absolute moral truths, proposing that morality is culturally contingent and context-dependent.
伦理相对主义挑战了绝对道德真理的观念，提出道德是文化依赖且依情境而定的。
Yet, this view is often criticized for potentially undermining efforts to advocate for universal human rights.
然而，这种观点经常被批评为可能削弱倡导普遍人权的努力。
Moreover, feminist ethics contributes a critical perspective by foregrounding care, relationships, and social context in ethical deliberations.
此外，女权主义伦理通过突出关怀、关系和社会背景，在伦理审议中贡献了一个关键的视角。
This approach challenges the abstraction often found in traditional ethical theories.
这种方法挑战了传统伦理理论中经常出现的抽象概念。
Environmental ethics, another burgeoning field, interrogates the moral status of non-human entities and ecosystems.
环境伦理学，另一个新兴领域，探讨非人类实体和生态系统的道德地位。
It expands ethical consideration beyond anthropocentric viewpoints to encompass biodiversity and future generations.
它扩展了道德考量，超越以人为中心的观点，涵盖了生物多样性和未来世代。
Ultimately, these diverse philosophical perspectives enrich the ongoing quest to understand what it means to live ethically in a complex world.
最终，这些多样的哲学观点丰富了正在进行的探索，以理解生活在复杂世界中有道德意涵的意义。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。